Okay, so you haven't ever thought that you're more than rubies. Has anyone ever said to you, did you know you're more than rubies? Nobody's ever said that. Well, guess what? The Bible tells us that you are more than rubies. Let's pray. Father, we come to you this very morning asking that your Spirit will move and flow through my words, and may our minds be open to what you have for us this very morning. Move right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. So on Mother's Day, many children will try to do something special for their mothers. They'll try to write little notes or give little gifts, all sorts of things. Well, I want to share with you some little notes that were written by kids to their moms. Angie, who's 8 years old, wrote, "Dear Mother, I'm going to make dinner for you on Mother's Day. It's going to be a surprise. P.S. I hope you like pizza and popcorn." Robert's card said this, "I got you a turtle for Mother's Day. I hope you like the turtle better than the snake I got you last year." Eileen said, "Dear Mother, I wish Mother's Day wasn't always on Sunday. It would be better if it were on Monday so we wouldn't have to go to school." And little Diane wrote, "I hope you like the flowers I got you for Mother's Day. I picked them myself when Mr. Smith wasn't looking." And then there's this one from Carol. "Dear Mother, here are two aspirins. Have a happy Mother's Day." Each of these children appreciate their mothers, and they expressed it in what they wrote. But maybe they didn't express it in the manner in which we would write our moms a note today. But they loved and cared for their moms. And I found this passage of scripture that I've read many times in my life, but I've never really thought about it like this. And I want to share why this is really significant. And you may have read Proverbs 31. Have any of you ever read Proverbs 31? There's actually a ministry called Proverbs 31 Ministry, and it is geared toward impacting the lives of women. And this particular text, as I was processing it and thinking through it, it spoke in a pretty loud way to me. We have a king who is trying to do the same thing as these children were doing with in regard to his mom. And oftentimes when someone preaches on Proverbs 31, they skip through and go right down to verse 10. Because a lot of people think Proverbs 31 starts in verse 10, but it doesn't. They'll read Proverbs 31:10, which actually says this, "A wife of noble character, who can find? She is worth far more than rubies." In the belief that this is where the section of Proverbs begins, but it, like I said, it doesn't. This famous section of Proverbs that tells us about godly mothers actually starts with King Lemuel repeating an oracle, or literally a burden on his heart, something that his mom shared with him. And he was reciting the advice that she gave him when he was a young boy. And it wasn't the advice that typically people will think of when they're talking about a young boy, like, eat proper, stand up straight, don't burp out loud, and don't say excuse me, etc. I won't go any further, but you know what I mean. He was repeating the things that he felt were good life lessons that his mother taught him. Now, if any of you are young men or young women and you've had a mother in your life, they've likely taught you quite a few things over the years, even if you're reluctant to hear them. And those lessons are likely still true to this day. It was her burden for him. She cared about him and his life so much, and it impacted him so greatly that he shared in verse 3. Be careful who he dates and marries. She actually shared, be careful who you date and marry. Don't hang out with questionable women. And then in verses 4 through 5, she tells him not to drink. Not to drink alcoholic beverages because it will cloud his judgment. And then she goes on and says, to be sure to stand up for those who couldn't stand up for themselves. As king, he stood between evil and good for the sake of his people. That's what she was calling him out to do. You see, his mother, she saw the influence that these various things could have. Notice she mentioned women and alcohol. The combination of the two can be very detrimental, wouldn't you agree? They can really ruin people's lives. I don't know how many of you have had alcoholics in your family or drug addicts in your family or somebody that has struggled with addiction in your family. It is a very difficult, challenging, and often horrendous thing to try to overcome. And a lot of times it leads to various things, such as getting involved with women that they should not or whatever it may be. And his mother had abundant wisdom to show and clarify that, listen, yeah, it's important for you to stay focused, for your mind to be clear and clean and fresh and to be able to make good decisions. If you are an adult human, are any of you an adult human? Yeah, the majority of you in here. Some of you won't admit it because you're like, no. I don't care if I'm 85. I'm not an adult. Right? But if you are an adult, whether you know it or not, you are a leader in some capacity or another. If you are a parent, you are a leader. And what that means for your life is that you are a person of impact. Do you agree with that? Do you believe that you are a person of impact? Yes. You are a person of impact. No matter what anybody has ever told you in your life, you are a person of impact. Even if your mother was not somebody that poured into you and invested in your life and loved you and cared for you, you are a person of impact, and you can have great impact on this world just as I can. We may have it in different ways, but I want you to never forget this. Wait, listen. Are you listening? Don't forget this. You can and will and do have impact on this world. The question is this. Is your impact going to change the lives of people for the better or the worse? The great thing about mothers, they may not be perfect, but they often invest in the lives of their children. Do you agree? I can share many stories of the impact that my mother has had on my life personally. And whether she knew it or not, she had huge impact on me and shaped me into the man that I am now. And you may say, oh, wish she did a little better job with that. But, you know, she has shaped me into the man I am with other people as well. All of us have had people in our lives that we can look back on and say, I remember this person at this time in my life and they had impact. Well, prayerfully, if you are a mother, a grandmother, whatever you may be. By the way, we love the sound of babies singing. It's all good. Leave them. Leave her. We love it, man. It's no problem. So the more noise, the better. Yep. So that's right. Sing it, girl. You sing it out loud. I love it. So, by the way, I want one of those. Okay. Oh, did I say that in the middle of a sermon? My bad. So, King Lemuel, okay, King Lemuel, he comes to this place in his life where he says, I have got to talk about my mama. I got to share with you about what a good, amazing, impactful woman is like. So ladies, listen up to this. In Proverbs 31, if you have your Bible open, you may want to circle things, you may want to underline things, you may want to put little notes in the corner, but ladies and gentlemen, hear this. I am going to bounce from different sections, but we're going to start off right in Proverbs 31, 10 through 12. A wife of noble character, who can find? She is worth far more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. And then we're going to jump down to verse 17. So in verse 17, she sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for her tasks. So ladies of, what does it say? Who are, what? Worth more than rubies. They are, their husbands have confidence in them. They lack no value. They bring good, not harm. And she sets about her work vigorously. Then let's jump down to verse 20. She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. I wonder if you know somebody like that. I wonder if you know a woman that is worth more than rubies. I wonder if you have had an influential woman in your life that has loved you, and you had no question, you had complete confidence in the love that they had for you. And they loved to take care of the poor and needy. In verses 25 through 31, it says, she is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. You see, she's clothed with dignity. There is, when you look at this woman, she is a dignified woman. And she can laugh at the days to come. You see, there's no fear in the days to come, but she can laugh in the days to come because, hey, you know what? God's going to take care of our family. And yeah, am I going to be diligent in my work ethic? Yes, absolutely. But you know what? I can laugh and enjoy life and be joy-filled because God is more powerful than anything else. So no matter what tomorrow brings, I can laugh and be joy-filled. And even find happiness in the midst of struggle. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. You see, she's a diligent woman. And I know my mom, you know what my mom did? She worked multiple jobs to support my sister and I. Because I think most of you know that my dad died when I was 6. So my mother had to raise my sister and I. My sister was 9. My mom was, I won't tell you how old she was, but I was 6, my sister was 9, and she raised us, and she worked her buns off to support our family. And there are some mothers in here that have done the same thing. Thank you. There are some mothers in here who have cried tears of pain for their children, that have had sorrows, that have had griefs over their children, and had great joy as well. Her children arise and call her blessed. When was the last time your kids got up and said, "You're blessed, Mom. You're blessed, Dad." But it says, her children arise and call her blessed. They don't have to articulate that with their words. Did you know that? It's just that the eye contact. It's just this. You can sense the respect that the children have for you. And they call you blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. So the children call her blessed, the husband calls her blessed, and they praise her. Many women do do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is listen carefully to this. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Honor her for all that her hands have done, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate. So this morning, as I was cutting a bunch of fruit and stuff for our brunch today, I had my earbuds in and I was listening to Proverbs 31 over and over again. But if you don't know this, after Proverbs comes Ecclesiastes. And I listened to the entire book of Ecclesiastes because I had stuff on my hands, you know, I'm like cutting in stuff. And you know what? You have this guy Solomon who wrote Ecclesiastes and wrestled through all these things and kept saying, meaningless, meaningless. Oh, everything is meaningless. And I want to tell you this very clearly this morning. Women, you have impact on humanity in powerful, profound ways, even if you're a woman who's behind the scenes. Don't ever doubt that. Don't ever doubt the impact you have on your children. And if you don't have children, don't ever doubt the impact that you have on other people's children. Please, please, take it seriously. Hold that in high regard because you can have tremendous impact on the people that you come across. I know many women that have had impact in my life in powerful ways that have shown me how to love like I can't love without my human capabilities. So ladies, please hear this clearly. You are worth more than rubies, diamonds, gold, platinum. No, you didn't hear that. You didn't hear that. You didn't hear that. Ladies, wait. Hear me clearly. Every lady in this place and listening to this, you are worth more than rubies, diamonds, gold, platinum, silver. You are worth more than any of that. So when you start doubting yourself and going through the motions, do not ever forget that you are worth more than any of that. God loves all of us so powerfully, so tremendously, that we often have difficulty with hearing these things. You're worth more than rubies. More than rubies. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for allowing us to be here this very day. Lord, we have a special thanks to the ladies that have impacted our lives for the better. God, as we come to you this morning, I ask, oh God, that you will allow us to honor the women in our lives, Lord, both younger and older. Lord, I ask that young ladies within our congregation would be able to see what it means to be a woman of integrity, a dignified woman, a woman that is worth more than rubies, Lord. I ask, Lord, that you would show clearly, pass down from generation to generation, what it means to be a woman of impact, a woman that changes the lives of the people around them. Lord, I thank you that you have brought ladies into our lives that are used by you to help us be transformed into men and women after your own heart. God, I ask that you would pour out a special blessing. Allow all the ladies to know that they are blessed by you this very day and for the rest of their lives. May they never forget that they are blessed and they are a blessing. We thank you.